In the quiet souk community of Cesinos, served by the Capital Regional District, CRD, concerns over fluctuating water pressure have resurfaced, sparking debate about the reliability of the local water system. Mark Vanderpolen, a Pandion Street resident, has experienced these fluctuations for 5 years. Over the past month, he has meticulously documented the issue. His records, including dated photographs and hourly readings, show that water pressure drops from as high as 40 psi, pounds per square inch, during non-peak hours to as low as 0 to 4 psi in the early morning, when many residents rely on a steady water supply. Vanderpolen says these low-pressure episodes have led to significant equipment failures. "We've had numerous pump failures due to lower-than-expected water pressure, and we've had to repair or replace them," he said. He says he is not the only one affected. A neighbor has reported similar issues. That neighbor recalled that CRD crews were sent after peak demand to measure pressure at the property line but were not dispatched when he requested an earlier inspection. Determined to address the issue, Vanderpolen has taken several proactive steps. Earlier this year, after experiencing more pump damage, he installed a measuring gauge at his house inlet and added two restriction valves to counteract water being drawn downhill during peak times. He continues to compile dated, hourly photographs to track pressure fluctuations. Despite providing this evidence to the CRD, Vanderpolen says the response has been unsatisfactory. He claims emergency water crews have only provided a scripted response, and that no concrete solution has been offered. Andy Orr, a CRD spokesperson, said the district is responsible for ensuring a minimum water pressure at the property line, while property owners are responsible for maintaining the system from the property line to their homes. According to CRD Bylaw 3889, the minimum water pressure at the property line is 275 kilopascals, or about 40 psi. Between September 2024 and January 2025, our water operations staff responded 5 times to pressure concerns at this residence to confirm that requirements were being met, Orr said, adding that no other complaints have been received from area residents. Orr said the district follows strict protocols for emergencies and dispatches crews immediately when necessary. Meanwhile, Vanderpolen argues the CRD is not meeting minimum water standards and is considering legal action. "If I can get 40 psi, I'd be happy," he said.